Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome for some Friday Night Baseball. Walter Works with you at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for this matchup between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. That's right, Walter Works with you on the call for this Friday Night Special at the Dean. The Cardinals come into this game first place in the Florida State League East at 18-12. The Hammerheads right behind them. Second place just one game back at 17-13. On the mound today for the Jupiter Hammerheads is going to be Carson Milbrandt. For the Palm Beach Cardinals is going to be Hansel Rincon. Let's go over your lineups. Leading off for the Palm Beach Cardinals is Chris Rotundo. He's playing left field. In the second spot, Alex Artesena. He's playing designated hitter. Batting third is... what an outstanding season he's having, huh? Michael Curiali in the third spot at third base. Playing cleanup, Leonardo Bernal, the big-time hitting catcher. Batting fifth is R.J. Yeager. What a year he's having as well, playing first base. Batting sixth is Juan Bin Cho. A lot of talent and potential in Bin Cho, playing right field. Batting sixth. Batting seventh is Trajan Fletcher, the speedy center fielder. Lisandro Espinoza. Batting eighth, playing shortstop. And Brandon Hernandez closing out the order there. Batting ninth, the second baseman for your Palm Beach Cardinals. And how about the Jupiter Hammerheads? They've been impressive this year. They're 17-13. Ian Lewis leading things off, the designated hitter. In the two spot, Jordan McCants playing third base. Javier Sanoja batting third. He's the second baseman for the Hammerheads. Batting cleanup is Jorge Caballero. The electrifying center fielder. Batting fifth is Brett Roberts in right field. Batting seventh is Chase Luttrell in left field. Batting eighth is Harrison Spahn, the shortstop. Is Torrin Montgomery at first base. And then batting ninth is the catcher Sam Prater. Let's take a look at your out-of-town scoreboard. That's right, as things are starting to pick up, business is booming in the Florida State League. As far as today goes, you got this game, and then you got Clearwater at the Dunedin Blue Jays. Clearwater is 22-8. The Blue Jays are 17-13. The Lakeland Flying Tigers 12-18 at the Bradenton Marauders 18-12. A great start to the season for the Marauders. The St. Lucie Mets, who now have lost two in a row yet again, struggling this season at 8-22. They play the Tortugas, who are 11-19. The Tampa Tarpons visiting the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And that's what looks like in the out-of-town scoreboard. We're going to focus our attention to the field for tonight's national anthem.
For the singing of our national anthem, performed this evening by Kathy Reiser.
Streaming, and the rockets rattle,
still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Kathy Reiser with our national anthem. That's right, folks. And it's Friday. That's right. Another edition of Friday Night Baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the call for another matchup between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. They've both been impressive this season, I would say. Cardinals with a slow start, but have really started to pick things up in these last couple of weeks. And as far as the Hammerheads go, they lost to the Palm Beach Cardinals Tuesday, won Wednesday, lost yesterday. We'll see if they can even the series up today. Awaiting first pitch here, slated for 6:30 p.m. On the mound for the Hammerheads to start things off is Carson Milbrandt. I'm really excited about this series. I told you last week coming into it that this was going to be a big deciding factor type of series when you looked at the Florida State League East, with both teams really starting to pour it on here in the beginning of May. Leading off is going to be Chris Rotundo. He'll get started for us here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, where you catch the stars of tomorrow out here on the diamond. Paper's blowing all over the place. It's a calm breeze, not a threatening one, but one that I'm not taking so lightly as we wrap up the last couple of warm-up pitches here. So Rotundo leading off, Milbrandt on the mound. Hammerhead 17-13, Cardinals 18-12. A big game Friday night here in Jupiter. Here comes the first pitch to Rotundo. And this one is right down the middle. Count goes 0-1 to Chris Rotundo. Rotundo with a .250 average, two home runs on the season, 12 RBIs. He's playing left field today for your Cardinals. Here comes the 0-1. This one outside. Count goes even, 1-1. Hammerhead's the home team today. That's right. We'll see if they can produce any hometown cooking. Hammerheads and Cardinals both share the stadium. They're roommates here as Rotundo smacks this one, but it goes foul. Count goes 1-2 to Rotundo. Cardinals trying to get off quickly here on offense. Trying to get an instant threat going on the bags here as Rotundo takes the next pitch. Outside and away, count goes 2-2. Milbrandt with a 5.87 ERA, 24 strikeouts on the young season through 23 innings of work. Here comes the 2-2 to Rotundo. And this one downstairs, count's going to go full. Three balls, two strikes. Beautiful day here at the ballpark. Nice crowd here, ready for some great baseball between the teams that are leading the Florida State League East. Nice pitch by Milbrandt. 98-mile-per-hour fastball, bringing the heat. Someone get a fire extinguisher. That's his first strikeout of the evening, and Rotundo is out missing. Up next is Alex Adesanya, batting 216, three home runs, 12 RBIs. First pitch to Alex, upstairs and in, ball one. What an exciting weekend here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's Mother's Day weekend. Take me out to the Vineyard, a big event we have planned here tomorrow as Artesania rips this one in front of the center fielder. No chance there for Caballero to get to it. And Alex Artesania is on first with a stand-up single. Up next is Michael Curiali batting 400 with one home run and 19 RBIs. He's had a stellar season so far as we head into May. Looking to keep things going. First pitch to Curiali downstairs and inside. That's going to be a ball. Here comes the 1-0, Milbrandt to Curiali. Artesania on first. And Curiali makes contact right to the second baseman. Does he tag him? It looked like he didn't tag Artesania on the way to second. Was able to get Curiali out at first. But Artesania somehow gets to second. What a turn of events there as Leonardo Bernal is up next with two outs. Alex Artesania on second. Curiali had chipped it over to the second baseman. And going over to it was Sanoja. He elected not to throw to the shortstop Harrison Spahn. Was going to tag Artesania, didn't tag him. Went for the throw to Curiali at first instead. Got the easy out, but never got the double play. That brings up Leonardo Bernal, who's up next. Bernal with just crazy numbers. Outstanding, batting .338, two home runs, 13 RBIs. Those are the numbers on Bernal. Oh and one count to Leonardo Bernal. Here comes the 0-1 pitch downstairs in the dirt. Count goes 1-1. Counts 1-1 to Bernal. Milbrandt on the mound for the Hammerheads. This one low but down the middle. That's going to be strike two. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Milbrandt against Bernal. Artesania on second. This one is low and downstairs. Count goes even 2-2. Even count all the way around. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Artesania on second. Nothing score here in the bottom of the first inning. Game just getting started. Nice crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's Mother's Day weekend. Why not? Come out, make some family memories, watch some great baseball, and catch the stars of tomorrow. As Bernal is retired on strikes, so the ump calls him out. He calls it a strike three. That's the second strikeout for Carson Milbrandt, retiring the side there. And we are rocking and rolling. That's right. We're coming back, folks, for the bottom of the first inning. I thought I made a mistake. I might have said bottom of the first inning last time. But bottom of the first inning coming up. The Hammerheads are your hometown this weekend. That's right. Hammerheads hosting the Cardinals all week long. And there's Hammy. There's Hammy making his rounds around the stadium. That's right. It's Mother's Day weekend. We got some Friday night baseball tonight. We got Take Me Out to the Vineyard tomorrow. Wine tasting for all the great moms out there and some great baseball. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the bottom of the first after this commercial break.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stalls. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the first inning. Hammerheads hosting their roommates, the Cardinals. I wouldn't think it's so much of an advantage here. As Hammy, there's Hammy, taking pictures with all the Little League players that came out to visit today. Ian Lewis leading things off here at the bottom of the first. Hansel Rincon on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals, sporting a 3.41 ERA, 20 strikeouts in 29 innings. Rincon is exciting to watch. Not just the talent and the potential, but the poise that he displays on the mound. His first pitch to Lewis, with a couple pitches actually in. The count goes 2-1 to Lewis. Lewis has a .188 average as he swings and misses here, so the count's going to go full. Or even, I'm sorry. No outs here in the bottom of the first. A lot of potential in Lewis, though, from the Bahamas. Hammerheads love what they see when you talk potential. Was picked up as an international free agent in 2019. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss, and Lewis is retired. Rincon getting his first strikeout of the evening. So up next is Jordan McCants, .234 average, one home run, 10 RBIs. Foul tips the first pitch to him, so the count goes 0-1. McCants from Pensacola, Florida, picked in the third round of the 2021 draft. A lot of eyes on McCants. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Rincon. Inside, just misses the corner of the plate. Count goes even 1-1. Here comes the next pitch. That one's outside. Count goes 2-1. And the 2-1 is inside. Nice pitch there by Rincon. Count goes even 2-2. And here comes the 2-2. McCants making contact, but that's going to be ruled foul. Count even, one out here, bottom of the first, nobody on. Here comes the 2-2. McCants making contact, should be an easy place there, and it is. So an easy grab, Hernandez over to Yeager for out number one.
Second baseman number six, America and Venezuela, Javier Sanopa.
Up next is Javier Sanoa. First pitch to Sanoa, called a strike. Sanoa playing second base in that three spot, batting .250. No home runs, 14 RBIs for Javier Sanoa. Sanoa from Venezuela, picked up as a free agent in 2019. Next pitch to him, outside and away. Count goes 2-1 to Sanoa. Here comes the 2-1 from Rincon, and Sanoa makes contact. Nice diving attempt there at third by Curiali. Curiali ultimately can't get a handle on it, and Sanoa is going to be on first with a single.
The center fielder number 29, Caracas, Venezuela, Jorge Caballero.
Up next, we got Jorge Caballero. Caballero from Venezuela, batting .407, one home run, 15 RBIs. First pitch to Caballero. Catches the outside corner of the plate. That's going to be strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Caballero. Caballero makes contact. Curiali picks it up. Gets it over to second. Out number three. Right there to get to it. That's right. Is Sanoa. So three quick outs. Nobody comes a run across home. Heading towards the top of the second inning. Walter works with you here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be back. Top of the second inning coming up after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you will feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. R.J. Yeager leading things off here in the top of the second. Yeager with an impressive 327 average. Four dingers, 25 RBIs for Yeager. On the mound is Carson Milbrandt. He had two strikeouts to start the game in the first. First pitch to Yeager called strike. Here comes the next pitch to Yeager, also called a strike, so the count quickly goes to 0-2. And here comes the 0-2. This one is outside. Good eye there by Yeager. Count goes to 1-2. Hammerhead's trying to even the series and even the standings, they're one game behind in the Florida State League East. An important game for them today. This one outside and away, count goes even 2-2. Beautiful Friday evening here in Jupiter, Florida. If you didn't make it out to the ballpark today, you got to make it out here tomorrow. Take me out to the Vineyard, and R.J. Yeager is retired on strike number three. He challenges it and wins the challenge and stays alive like John Travolta. So the count now goes full, a 3-2 count to start things off here in the top of the second. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, Milbrandt to Yeager. And Yeager rips this one. It's all the way up in the air, heading towards the warning track, right in front of the dirt there for a loud out number one. So Yeager's retired on a big pop-up. Up next is Won Bin Cho. Don't you know, Bin Cho improving his average over the week to 203, has two home runs, 10 RBIs on the season. Here comes the first pitch to Won Bin Cho. Just inside. Count goes 1-0 to Won Bin Cho. Won Bin Cho from Korea. Picked up as a free agent in 2022. Next pitch is outside. Count goes 2-0 to Bin Cho. So here comes the 2-0 pitch from Milbrandt. Top of the second, one out, nobody on. And just catches the outside corner of the plate on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Nice pitch by Milbrandt. Milbrandt getting his pitch. Prater behind home plate calling the pitches, and this one is outside. Count goes to 3-1. Here comes the 3-1 to Bin Cho. And outside, that's ball number four, and Bin Cho is going to go on first. Choo-choo-choo! That's the Base on Balls Express train. And Bin Cho earns his ticket, a free ride to first, with some good discipline and a good eye. So the Cardinals have a runner on first. That's Bin Cho. Trajan Fletcher up next with one out and here in the top of the second. So after a little breather there, Fletcher steps into the box. Milbrandt on the mound with a pickoff attempt there at Bin Cho on first. Montgomery playing first for the Hammerheads. And the next pitch to Fletcher, that's going to be an inside called ball. 95 miles per hour on the radar. Milbrandt displaying some fierce velocity on the mound. Bin Cho going for second. No throw attempt there, so Juan Bin Cho successfully taking the bag, creating an instant threat for your Palm Beach Cardinals now with just one out. Fletcher, who can have a hot bat, is going to be put to the test here. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Fletcher. And Fletcher check swings it, makes contact. It falls fair right in front of the right fielder. Bin Cho rounds third. We're going to have no play at the plate. And that's an RBI double for Trajan Fletcher. I was telling you, he has that potential to carry that hot bat, put him to the test. The Hammerheads just did. And delivering is Trajan Fletcher with an RBI double. Cardinals on top, 1-0 here in the top of the second. Fletcher making contact at what looked to be like a check swing. Bin Cho never put on the brakes, rounding third and coming home. And Espinoza up next. Nice hitting and rounding third. Another run is going to come home and keeping it going. No, he's going to stop there at second. We have another RBI double for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and now they're up 2-0. So Bin Cho coming home, Fletcher coming home, Espinoza now with an RBI double, Brandon Hernandez up next. Things getting going here with the bottom of the order in the top of the second. Nice to see if you're a part of the Palm Beach Cardinals faithful. Just one out here. Hernandez making contact, but it goes foul. Oh-1 count to Hernandez. Beautiful night here in Jupiter. Top of the second inning. Cardinals on top, 2-0. This one in the dirt. Prater, nice job there getting to it. Sam Prater behind home plate for the Hammerheads, playing catcher. Count 1-1 to Brandon Hernandez, the second baseman today for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Hernandez batting .220. No home runs, 2 RBIs on the season. Here comes the 1-2. And making contact but foul is Hernandez. Count stays at 1-2. 1-2's the count. Milbrandt looking over at second. Here comes the pitch. This one is low and outside. Counts even now at 2-2. Man on second. One out, top of the second. Here we go. Making contact is Hernandez, but that one is foul. Lisandro Espinoza on second after his RBI double. Fundamental baseball to start the game. Nice piece of hitting. You saw back-to-back with balls placed perfectly in right field. Hernandez, another foul ball. Brett Roberts is the right fielder for the Hammerheads. He's had no luck out there. Well, those balls were just perfectly hit, as I said. As this one's inside, count is going to go full 3-2. Three-two count with one out. Here's the pitch. And gets him! Getting the inside corner. Hernandez is going to challenge it. And he's out of there, so Hernandez retired on a strikeout. That's going to be the third strikeout of the evening, even though he's allowed two earned runs. A lot of talent, a lot of potential when you think Milbrandt. Up next is Artesania. Up now is Rotondo. Artesania's on deck. So two outs. Here comes pitch number one to Rotondo. Called the ball. Count 1-0 to Chris Rotondo. He struck out his first time up. And makes contact there, but goes foul. Milbrandt from Liberty, Missouri. Picked in the third round of the 2022 draft. That's Carson Milbrandt. ERA going up to 5.47 after those two runs coming across home plate for the Cardinals. This one upstairs, ball two. Rotondo from Bridgeport, Connecticut, picked in the 19th round of the 2022 draft. He went to Villanova. Here comes the 2-1 to Rotondo. Rotondo making contact. It might be blooped in between center and second, and it is. And another run comes home. That's an RBI single for Chris Rotondo. The Palm Beach Cardinals are up 3-0 here in the top of the second. How about that? Lisandro Espinoza coming home, and Rotondo getting things going on the offensive side, something he's been wanting and needing, and he gets it. So Alex Artesania up next. He had a base hit his first time around. That's going to cause a meeting on the mound. We got somebody warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. We'll see if that's it for Milbrandt, who hasn't had a good time early on in the game. He got through the first, but not able right now to get through the second. With two outs here in the top of the second, the Cardinals are really doing what they have to do, hitting it in the right place, hustling throughout the bags, playing fundamental baseball on the offense side. Just an impressive start for what are now the first place Palm Beach Cardinals. And you gotta imagine they love the sound of that. And they know they belong there, coming in today with a record of 18-12. Here we go. Everybody back to their positions. Milbrandt on the mound, approaching pitch number 44. Here it comes to Artesania. Upstairs, ball one. Here comes pitch number 45 of the evening. It's a 1-0 to Artesania. Here it comes. This one outside, ball two. Two and oh the count. runner on first with two outs. That's Rotundo on first after his RBI single. Here comes the 2-0. This one just misses the outside corner of the plate. And after the meeting on the mound, Milbrandt throwing three straight balls. Oof. Regardless, here comes the 3-0 pitch to Artesena. This one catches the plate. Count goes to a much-needed 3-1. Here comes the 3-1. Misses. Artesena is walked. And that's probably going to be it for Milbrandt, I would think, I would assume. Rotundo on second, Artesena on first. Milbrandt's going to stay on the mound. Cariali up next. What an opportunity for Cariali. Cardinals on top 3-0 here in the top of the second. Two outs, though, but runners are on first and second. And here comes the 1-0. It's now 2-0. That one upstairs and inside. Milbrandt recording his 50th pitch of this Friday evening. Two outs here. Cariali looking for his first hit of the evening. Ump calls time as there's a ball rolling over there by home plate. Here comes the 2-0 to Cariali. There's strike one. Two and one is the count. Two outs here. And Cariali makes contact. Floats right in front of the left fielder. Coming home is Chris Rotundo. He is out at third. The inning is over, but Cariali brings a run home. So four are going to come home ultimately in the inning. Cariali with an RBI single. And it was Artesena who got caught at third. So we'll see how they score it there. Yeah, 4-0. So an RBI double by Fletcher in the inning, an RBI double by Espinoza, RBI single by Chris Rotundo, and an RBI single here to end the top of the second for Michael Cariali. Cardinals flying quickly to a 4-0 lead. Bottom of the second coming up. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Not completing high school was more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you could do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General.
Michelle Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Michelle Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the second inning. Cardinals on top, 4-0. Brett Roberts leading things off here in the bottom of the second. Hammerheads trying to get back into this game, just down 4-0. A lot of baseball to be played here, though, in Jupiter. Roberts makes contact, but it's foul. Counts 0-2 to Roberts. Hammerheads come into this game with a 17-13 record. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Roberts. And this one's going to be outside, so that's going to be ball number one. Steady breeze here. It's really not that bad. I know it's coming across the mic as a little bit strong, but nothing threatening here at the Dean. Here comes the 1-2 to Roberts. Makes sweet contact there, but right into the mitt of the second baseman. That's going to be no problem for Hernandez. So a quick out number one, bottom of the second. That's going to bring up Chase Luttrell. Rincon on the mound for the Cardinals. He's been impressive all season with a 3.26 ERA, 21 strikeouts through 30 innings of work. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Luttrell. And catches the outside corner. Nice pitch by Rincon. 85 mile per hour break ball. Count goes to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. Nicely smacked by Luttrell. Right in front of Bincho. Luttrell on first with a stand-up single. Five hits so far for the Cardinals. That's the second hit of the evening for the Hammerheads. We've seen nice hitting early on in this game. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn batting .224 with three home runs and 12 RBIs on the season. Runner on first, bottom of the second. Cardinals on top, 4-0. First pitch to Spahn. Outside, catches the corner, strike one. Spahn from Tarzana, California, the 24-year-old right-hander, picked up as a free agent last year. Counts 0-2 to Spahn. And he gets him on three straight strikes. Nice pitching by Rincon.
The first baseman, number 26, from Kirkland, Washington, Torin Montgomery.
So that's Rincon's second strikeout. Up next is Torin Montgomery. One home run, nine RBIs on the season. He's the first baseman for your hometown Hammerheads. First pitch to him, called strike. Montgomery, 6'3", 240 from Kirkland, Washington. Picked in the 14th round of the 2022 draft. Next pitch is a called strike also, so the count quickly goes to 0-2. Count with two outs. Bottom of the second. Outside and away. Count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. Runner's going to go. Montgomery making contact. Charging back is the center fielder. Right before the warning track, easily getting to it is Trajan Fletcher. That's out number three as Montgomery is retired on a loud out. Cardinals still on top, 4-0. Top of the third inning coming up. Walter works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching
my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fishell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy.
And welcome back, everybody. Leonardo Bernal leading things up.
Here in
the top of the third inning. First pitch to Bernal, called strike one. A lot going on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The kids starting to get involved in some of the on-the-field festivities that we have to get going here. And a lot of fun here at the Dean. We got Take Me Out to the Vineyard tomorrow, our big Mother's Day weekend extravaganza. If you haven't gotten your tickets, get them at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside here at the box office. Counts 1-2 to Bernal. Milbrandt still on the mound. Makes contact there. No chance for the second baseman Spahn to get there. That's going to be a stand-up single for Bernal, who's been impressive all season on offense. He's on first.
R.J. Yeager
up next, looking for his first hit of the evening. Batting 324. Four home runs, 25 RBIs. Yeager pops this one all the way up in the sky. It's going to fall into the mitt. That's right, second baseman right there, Javier Sanoa. That's out number one. So Yeager is popped out. Juan Bincho up next. Bincho walked his first time up. And Bincho makes contact, but this is going to go foul into the stands. Milbrandt approaching his 59th pitch. Here comes the 0-1 to Bincho. In the dirt, not able to get to it is Prater. And easily getting to second. On the wild pitch there is Bernal. One count to Juan Bincho, who's batting 203 on the year. Top of the third inning, Cardinals on top 4-0, coming into this game with an 18-12 record. Hammerheads one game behind them in the Florida State League East at 17-13. Juan Bincho fouling this one. Count stays at 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. And inside, count goes even 2-2. That's the 61st pitch of the evening for Milbrandt. A lot of action there in the pen. We have somebody waiting to come into this game, so curious to see how long Milbrandt stays in. Some relief is coming for the Hammerheads, as this one is low and inside. Count now goes full to Juan Bincho. Cardinals trying to add on to this 4-0 lead. Four came across home in the second. We saw an RBI double by Fletcher, an RBI double by Espinoza, an RBI single by Rotundo, an RBI single by Curiali. Familiar faces adding and supporting the cause there on offense. Here comes the 3-2 with one out, runner on second to Bincho. Bincho makes contact. It's up in the air. Third baseman trying to track it down in the Hammerheads bullpen. Not able to get to it in time is McCants. So the count remains full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Here comes the 3-2. Pinchot makes contact. This one's going to be in play. Tracking it down is the left fielder Luttrell, and that's going to be out number 2. Pinchot retired on a pop-up. Trajan Fletcher up next. He got things going early on in the game with an RBI double. Here comes pitch number 65 of the night by Milbrandt. And Fletcher making contact over to the shortstop. Should be a routine play, and it is. Nice defense. Spawn to Montgomery. Out number 3. Fletcher is retired on a ground out. And we are cruising to the bottom of the third inning. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll keep it going after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fayshell Ranch offers a unique barn venue. Fayshell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Fayshell Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Fayshell Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle.
And welcome back, everybody. Friday Night Baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Sam Prater leading things off here in the bottom of the third. Cardinals on top, 4-0. I guess we should call it the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, right? Hammy in the stands. Hammerheads the home team today. Hammerheads and Cardinals at it all week. Duel at the Dean. It is indeed a duel, as the winner of the series will more likely go into the new week in first place in the Florida State League East. Here comes the 1-1, the Prater. Rincon on the mound still for the Cardinals. Nobody in the pen. A lot of trust, a lot of faith in Rincon. 3.19 average, 31 innings pitched in this young season. He's the man on the mound for the Cardinals. Here comes the 2-1. Prater, big swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. So the count 2-2, things just getting going here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 2-2 to Prater. And gets him. Strikeout number 3. Prater retired on strikes. And that's Rincon's third strikeout of the evening. So Ian Lewis up next. Lewis leading things off today for the Hammerheads. And makes contact there, but foul, strike 1. Count 0-1 to Ian Lewis. Here comes the 30th pitch of the evening from Rincon. Counts 1-1. Rincon from the Dominican Republic, picked up as a free agent in 2019, the 21-year-old righty. Throws a strike there, counts 1-2 to Lewis. One out here, bottom of the third, Cardinals on top 4-0. Here comes the 1-2 to Lewis. And checks his swing, but has a good eye there. Called the ball, counts even 2-2. And Lewis makes contact. Should be an easy grab at second, but fumbling it and muffling it, not able to get a handle on it, is Hernandez. We'll see if they rule that a hit. No, they won't. That's going to be an error.
Third baseman number 4, Jordan McCants.
So Lewis reaches to first on an error. One out. McCants up next. Next pitch inside from Rincon. Count quickly goes 1-0. 42 pitches in the books for Hansel Rincon. The right-hander for the Dominican Republic has been a standstill here on the mound for the Cardinals. Impressive all season long. Looking to develop this young man into an ace. Counts 1-1 to McCants. Runner on first. One out. Bottom of the third. Hammerheads trying to get their 18th win of the season. McCants makes contact right over there. Able to get it. Nice play for out number 2. Espinoza ripping it over a laser line throw to Yeager, just getting the runner. He was thinking 2, but thought about it a little bit more. So Lewis gets on to second. McCants out on the ground ball. Javier Sanoa up next. 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 45th pitch of the evening from Rincon. That's going to be called a ball. Count goes 1-0. Nice crowd here today at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Don't forget our Mother's Day weekend extravaganza. Take me out to the Vineyard, and Sanoa blasts this one out in left field, turning around all over the place. In left field is Rotundo. He's able to get it for a loud out number 3. And that's how we're ending things out here in the third inning. Sanoa popping out a loud out number 3. Cardinals still on top 4-0. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on this Friday night edition of baseball. That's right, live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning after this commercial break. Welcome back, folks. Top of the fourth inning here. Cardinals on top 4-0. Leading things off is Lisandro Espinoza. Cardinals trying to get their 19th win of the season. Espinoza had an RBI double his last time up. Beautiful evening here in Jupiter. A pleasant breeze. Nice temperature as always. Count goes to 2-0 to Espinoza. Milbrandt still on the mound for the Hammerheads. Cardinals with 6 hits on the evening. Hammerheads with 2. Espinoza makes contact there. Nice pickup by the third baseman. A quick out number 1. So Espinoza retired. That's going to bring up Brandon Hernandez. Nice play by the third baseman of the Hammerheads there, McCants. Nice grab and throw to Montgomery. Hernandez up next with a 214 average, 2 RBIs. He struck out his first time up. And the first pitch to Hernandez is inside, ball 1. And the 1-0 is now 2-0. That one called a ball. Pitch inside. Here comes the 2-0 to Hernandez. And makes contact there. That's going to be right to the second baseman. Should be an easy throw to Montgomery. It is. So Sanoa to Montgomery. And Hernandez is retired on that ground ball. Rotundo up next. He had an RBI single his last time up, helping the Cardinals climb up to a 4-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Here comes pitch number 72 of this Friday night from Milbrandt. This one downstairs and away, ball 1. Here comes the 1-0. This one outside. Count goes 2-0. Count. Milbrandt against Rotundo. And the next one, a 95-mile-per-hour fastball called strike. 2-1 the count with 2 outs here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Rotundo. And outside and away, count goes to 3-1. Friday night baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Friday night baseball. How do you like that? We were having some technical difficulties there, but that's all right. And that's all she wrote for the top of the fourth inning. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Cardinals on top 4-0. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Everybody, bottom of the fourth inning, Jorge Caballero up next. He hits this one into the gap. And that's going to be a single to start the inning. We are having some technical difficulties, but it looks like we're back here. Top of the fourth inning. Brett Roberts up to bat. Trying to cut into this 4-0 deficit. Hansel Rincon still on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Nobody out. Caballero on third. And this one has popped all the way upstairs. It should fall right into the mitt of the shortstop, and it does. Nice grab there by Espinoza. That's going to be out number one. Roberts is retired. Up next is Chase Luttrell. He singled his last time up. Rincon with three strikeouts on the evening. Here comes his 51st pitch of the evening. This one's going to be fouled away, so the count goes to 0-1. So Caballero on third after that's triple. One out here. Rincon versus Luttrell. Here we go. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Hammerheads trying to get their 18th win of the season. One game behind the Palm Beach Cardinals in the Florida State League East. Here comes the 0-2. Luttrell making contact and charging back. Stumbling is the second baseman. Able to charge and get to it is Rotundo, but Espinoza was trying to track it down. Fell over, but he's okay. So two outs now. Luttrell popping out. And Harrison Spahn up next. Spahn looking for his first hit. He struck out his last time up. And a big swing and a miss there. Oh, one the count to Spahn. Caballero on third. Ball in the dirt getting away from Bernal, but quickly able to get back to it. Six hits for the Palm Beach Cardinals, three for the Hammerheads. After a quick start from the Cardinals, it's been a slower pace type of game. But a lot of baseball to be played here. Bottom of the fourth inning, two outs. Next pitch to Spahn, popped up but foul. A lot of fun here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Friday night baseball. Spahn rips this one. Nice grab by the shortstop. Espinoza to Yeager, out number three. And we're cruising to the top of the fifth inning. Cardinals preserving a 4-0 lead here. Trying to get their 19th win of the season. That's the Florida State League East league leading Palm Beach Cardinals. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll be back right after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This pitching change for the Jupiter Hammerheads now in the game. And on the hill, number 31 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, Yuri Montero.
And we have a pitching change on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Yuri Montero from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the 6'4 right-hander. Picked up as a free agent in 2019. So Yuri Monterero up next. He's going to be on the mound for some relief. Going to try this game, trying to keep it between striking distance. The Hammerhead's just down four. Top of the fifth coming up. Alex Ardesena leading things off for the Hammerhead, for the Cardinals. Cardinals with four runs on six hits. And Ardesena pops this one all the way up.
Cardinals with four runs on six hits.
And that's going to be out number one. Nice grab there by Montgomery. So Kiriali up next. He had an RBI single early on in the game, sparking a four-run second inning for the Cardinals. That's where they got all their runs. Currently on top, 4-0. Here comes the pitch to Kiriali. And this one inside, ball one. Count goes 1-1 to Kiriali. Yuri Montero with an 8.64 ERA, 10 strikeouts on the season through eight innings of work. And Kiriali has been outstanding. He got player of the week. Again, he got it in week one, gets it again for last week. Batting .402 on the season, one home run, 20 RBIs for Kiriali. And a big swing and a miss there. Count goes full to Michael. So a 3-2 count with one out. Here comes the 3-2. Kiriali makes contact. Should be a routine out. Right there to get it, throwing it to Montgomery is Javier Sanoa. So Kiriali is retired on a ground out. That's going to bring up Leonardo Bernal in that fourth spot playing cleanup. But he has nobody on here with two outs. Top of the fifth inning, Cardinals trying to add on to this 4-0 lead. Bernal making contact again right over to the second baseman. Another easy grab. Some good defense. Sanoa to Montgomery. That's out number three. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. We're going to do it after this commercial break.
Bayshell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Torin Montgomery leads things off for the hometown Hammerheads here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Walter works with you on the call here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. First pitch to Montgomery. Hansel Rincon on the mound still for the Cardinals. Nobody warming up in the Cardinals bullpen. He's in his fifth inning of work, and Montgomery making contact. Pedaling back to get it for an easy out number one is Hernandez. So Sam Prater up next. He's looking for his first hit of the evening. And checks his swing. He didn't go. That's going to be ball one. Lewis on deck, McCants after him. If we get there, this one upstairs, ball two. Here comes the 2-0 upstairs again and inside, ball number three. Count goes to 3-0. 3-0 the count. Here comes the next pitch from Rincon. And a nice breaking ball there at 90 miles per hour catches the inside corner of the plate. Count goes to now 3-1. Rincon bringing his ERA now to the season to 2.97. Prater makes contact. Bencho running towards the warning track, extending and getting there for a nice play on defense at right field for out number two. And Prater is retired on a pop-up. So that's going to bring up Ian Lewis. Lewis reached first on an error his last time up. Trying to create a spark, trying to get something happening here for the Hammerheads. And a big swing and a miss, strike one. We'll check your out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment. Here comes the pitch from Rincon. Another swing and a miss. Rincon with three strikeouts, looking for strikeout number four. A nice breeze on this Friday night. Don't forget to get your tickets. Take me out to the Vineyard. That's tomorrow, our Mother's Day weekend extravaganza, as Lewis swings and misses, going down on strikes. That's Rincon's fourth strikeout of the evening. How about that? Let's cut to your out-of-town scoreboard and see how things are looking over in the Florida State League. Clearwater dominating right now in the bottom of the fourth against the Blue Jays. They're leading that game 5-0. The Threshers are 22-8 on the season. The Mets are trailing the Daytona Tortugas 2-0 in Daytona, that game in the top of the fifth. Mets are 8-22 on the season, looking to get something positive going. Something good. Happy thoughts here early on in the season. And how about right now, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 6-1 all over the Tampa Tarpons. That's in the middle of the third inning. Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers all knotted up at nothing. That game in the top of the fourth inning. We got a new pitcher on the mound warming up for the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll get a name and a number when that information comes about. Top of the sixth inning coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Cardinals 18-12, Hammerheads 17-13. Neck and neck in the Florida State League East. Hammerheads and the Cardinals all week long at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A true duel at the Dean. And I can't remember the last time these two have been head-to-head in this stadium with so much on the line. And I'm saying that, you know, with a lot of focus in what the potential of this season can be, because you see the talent, and both teams are playing at a high level. And right now, positioning is everything. If the Hammerheads win this game, they've evened the series. Cardinals taking Tuesday's game. Hammerheads taking Wednesday's games. Cardinals taking yesterday's game. On the mound in relief for the Jupiter Hammerheads is Tommy Nance, leading things off. In the top of the sixth is R.J. Yeager. Nance from Long Beach, California, 6'6", 235, the right-hander. Picked up on waivers. And Yeager makes contact off of Nance. Might have hit him in the leg. And he's going to get onto first. That should be ruled a base hit. So Yeager on with a single. That's his first hit of the evening. That's going to bring up Juan Bincho. Bincho looking for his first hit. And the first pitch to Bincho is outside, ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And swings, makes contact, but foul. Here comes the 1-1 to Juan Bincho. Tommy Nance on the mound. And what a breaking ball there, but misses, 82 miles per hour on the radar gun. Two won the count to Juan Bincho. And a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-2. Nice crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. If you couldn't make it out tonight, RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com is where you can get your tickets. Or right outside at the box office. Take me out to the Vineyard tomorrow night. Got a lot coming up here at the Dean. A lot of promotions. I'm going to go over them sooner or later. Counts full to Juan Bincho. Nobody out. Runner on first. Top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 3-2. Runners going. And he's going to get in there safely. R.J. Yeager gets on to second. Juan Bincho would have been striking out. He challenges it. The call is upheld. And that's the first strikeout in relief for Tommy Nance.
Center fielder 13.
So out number one here in the top of the sixth, Trajan Fletcher up next. Yeager on second after that stolen base. And the first pitch to Fletcher, breaking ball 85 miles per hour, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Fletcher. And outside, ball one. One count to Fletcher. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Take me out to the Vineyard. That's right, tomorrow, Saturday, May 13th. The combo you didn't know you needed, wine and baseball. And Bencho swings and misses. Tommy Nance records his second strikeout in relief, retiring Juan Bencho, or Taryn Fletcher. Well, he retired Bencho, now retires Fletcher. A good start in relief for Nance. Lisandro Espinoza up next. He had an RBI double in the second inning as a runner on second here with two outs. Count goes 1-0 to Espinoza. And nice pitch from Nance. Fastball outside corner of the plate, 94 miles per hour. Count goes even 1-1. Here comes the 15th pitch in relief from Nance. This one outside in the dirt. Ball two. Here comes the 2-1 to Espinoza. Espinoza makes contact, but it goes foul. Take me out to the Vineyard tomorrow. First pitch at 6 p.m. The Mother's Day weekend extravaganza starting around 4 p.m. with wine tasting and baseball. What a mix. Let's celebrate Mom. My mama's been begging me. My grandma's been begging me. Might just have to bring them out to the ballpark. I got to call the game, though. Who's going to chaperone those two? But you guys, make sure you make it out. We're celebrating all the mamas out there. Take me out to the Vineyard. A Mother's Day weekend extravaganza here at the Dean. That's tomorrow night, Saturday, May 13th. Here comes the 3-2. Espinoza makes contact. Charging to it is the shortstop, Spahn, with a nice defensive effort. Getting to the ball in time and then getting it to Montgomery at first for out number three. And Espinoza is retired. That's right. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up. Hammerheads, they're swimming. They're lurking, trying to take a bite out of these Palm Beach Cardinals. Will it happen? Cardinals on top, 4-0. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll be back after this commercial break.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by...
Song again! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today!
Here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/3.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families
back,
in
everybody.
Need
Jordan
to help
McCann's
visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Cardinals looking for their 19th win of the season. Hammerheads trying to take a bite out of their hopes there, trying to look for their 18th win of the season. McCants with a .230 average, 1 home run, 10 RBIs. A lot of pop at the bat when you think McCants. A lot of speed also. He's going to try to get things going here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 1-1 to McCants. McCants makes contact, but it goes foul. McCants looking for his first hit of the evening. Hansel Rincon still on the mound. And he's been effective in his sixth inning of work. Just threw his 71st pitch. Nobody's in the bullpen. He's got 4 strikeouts. This one upstairs and away, ball 2. We end May with a wild night out, Saturday, May 27th. Gates open at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m. It's also Kids Club Saturday, and what a Kids Club Saturday it's going to be on Saturday, May 27th. A night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. Our good friends at the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary will be at the stadium all day long for a wild night out. Tarpons and the Cardinals. And some wildlife fun at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. McCants getting on with a single, leading things off on the right foot here in the bottom of the sixth. So they got a runner on first. Those are the Hammerheads. They're lurking. They're swimming, trying to take a chomp out of this 4-0 deficit. So McCants gets on with a single. Javier Sanoa, who had a single in the first, he's up next. First pitch to Sanoa, ball 1. Here comes the 1-0. And this one just catches the outside corner of the plate. Count goes to 1-1. One one the count. Rincon throwing over to first. Checking the runner there. Bottom of the sixth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Making contact to Sanoa. Charging to get it as the second baseman. Not able to flick it. Ball gets out of the way there. Runners move over to second and third. So a hustle play by Sanoa, able to get onto second, reaching on that error. I don't know what happened there. Espinoza got it, tried to flick it over to Hernandez. It went through the legs of Hernandez. And no out still. Runners on second and third. And Bernal and Rincon are going to have a meeting at the mound. McCants on third, Sanoa on second, Caballero up next, sporting a .409 average, 15 RBIs on the season for Caballero. Caballero from Caracas, Venezuela, the 23-year-old, picked up in 2016 as a free agent. Rincon versus Caballero. Here we go. breaking ball just misses the outside corner, ball one. Counts 1-0 to Caballero. And making contact is Caballero. There's the first out of the inning. Espinoza to Yeager, but a run comes home. So McCants able to cross home. Hammerheads cut in to this run deficit, now just down 4-1. Seven hits on the evening for the Cardinals. That's the fourth hit of the evening for the Hammerheads. Brett Roberts up next. One out here. Runner on second. First pitch called strike to Roberts. Count 0-1 to Brett Roberts. Roberts looking for his first hit of the evening. And this one downstairs, Bernal getting to it quickly as it's in the dirt. Hammy's in the stands, making a lot of friends tonight. It's always a good Friday night for Hammy. And everything going on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here comes the 2-1 to Roberts. This one downstairs, count quickly, going to 3-1. Rincon approaching his 84th pitch of the evening. Cardinals finally getting some action there in the bullpen. Cardinals hanging on to a 4-1 lead. This one catches the plate. Count's going to go full 3-2. Or should I say 3-1? Scoreboard might be wrong there. Regardless, one out here, bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch to Roberts. Makes contact, but foul. Count goes full now, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Roberts in the box. Sanoa on second. Rincon on the mound. Here comes pitch number 85. A swing and a miss. And that's Rincon's fifth strikeout of this Friday night. So Roberts is retired. On strikes, Chase Luttrell up next. He had a single in the first inning. And this first pitch, a breaking ball. Ball one. Cardinals 4, Hammerheads 1. Hammerheads getting their first run of the evening in this sixth inning. Luttrell swings and misses, strike one. Here comes the 1-1 to Luttrell. And this one popped all the way up, but it's going to go foul. Count's going to go 1-2. A lot going on in the Florida State League, starting with the East. These two teams, the Cardinals and the Hammerheads, neck and neck with the Cardinals in front by one game. 18-12, the record for the Cardinals. 17-13 for the Hammerheads. Luttrell stays alive, making contact there, but foul. One-two count, two outs, runner on second, bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 1-2 to Luttrell. And staying alive is Luttrell, foul tip behind home plate. The Latrell stepping back into the box. He has a 318 average. Has made contact all season. Hasn't had a home run yet. Does have seven RBIs. And this one inside count goes to 2-2. Latrell looking for his second hit of the night. Here comes the 2-2 with two outs. And outside, that's going to be called a ball. Count goes full. A wild night out. Saturday, May 27th. Gates open at 3. First pitch at 4. A night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. That's going to be a lot of fun. Here comes the 3-2. This one fouled behind home plate. And then don't forget tomorrow. What a combination. Wine and baseball. Wine tasting from all over the country, all over the world. And what a mix. Wine and baseball celebrating all the mamas. Make sure you come down. Jupiter, Florida. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. There goes the 3-2. Latrell makes contact. Charging back over in left field. That's going to be out number 3. Right there is Rotundo, and Latrell is retired on a pop-out. One comes home. That's right, the Hammerheads getting their first run of the evening, cutting the deficit down to 3. Cardinals on top, 4-1, top of the 7th coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, and we're going to keep it going after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked when you went car shopping, you meant.
Michelle Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the 7th inning starting off here. Brandon Hernandez leading things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cardinals trying to hang on to a 4-1 lead, trying to get their 19th win of the season. If they do, they'll be 2 games in front of the Hammerheads. Tommy Nance on the mound for the Hammerheads. First time he is all season long. 2 strikeouts in 1 inning of work. Hernandez makes contact. Charging to get it is the shortstop. Spawn to Montgomery. That's out number 1. So Hernandez is retired on a ground out. That's going to bring up Chris Rotundo, who had an RBI single in the 2nd inning. That was Rotundo, helping the Cardinals get to a 4-1 lead. Here comes a 22nd pitch from Nance. This breaking ball catches the plate there at 82 miles per hour. Count goes to 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 outside and away. count goes to 1-1. One one the count to Rotundo. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Pitch clock ticking. Cardinals with the lead 4-1 on 7 hits. Top of the 7th, one out here. Nance against Rotundo. And this one outside and away. Nice job there by Prater getting in front of it. Count goes even 2-2. Two-two count with one out. Here we go. And a swing and a miss, but making contact is Rotundo. That's going to be a foul ball. Count, it stays even 2-2. Looks like Prater might be in some pain there as coach comes out to take a look at him. In the meantime, we're going to check your out-of-town scoreboard here on this Friday night, May 12th, 2023, as Prater seems to be okay. And Rotundo is going to step back into the box. Clearwater all over Dunedin, 6-3, that game in the bottom of the fifth. Daytona holding on to a 2-0 lead against St. Lucie, that game in the bottom of the sixth. Fort Myers dominating the Tampa Tarpons, 6-1, that game in the top of the fifth. And Lakeland and Bradenton all tied up, 0-0 in the top of the fourth. Back to this game, Rotundo fouling this one. Count stays even, 2-2. Two-two count with one out, top of the seventh. Nance against Rotundo. Rotundo makes contact again, but foul. Nobody on the bags. Cardinals trying to add on to this lead. Some insurance, possibly. Rotundo rips this one in the gap. It's going to be fair. He's going to round first. He's going to have an easy double here in the top of the seventh inning. And a nice piece of hitting by Chris Rotundo as he goes on base yet again with a double. Alex Iredesenia up next in that two spot with one out and the speedy Rotundo on second. Cardinals looking for some insurance. And this breaking ball at 82 miles per hour called strike one. Count 0-1 to Iredesenia. And makes contact. That goes foul. Count goes to 0-2. Is the count here. Top of the seventh. Runner on second. One out here. 4-1 lead. Cardinals with the advantage. And this breaking ball gets him. That's the third strikeout in relief for Tommy Nance, retiring Iredesenia. That's going to bring up Michael Curiali with a .398 average. Curiali had an RBI single in that second inning. That second inning supplied all the runs that the Cardinals have in the game thus far. Here comes the first pitch to Curiali. That one low, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Curiali. And this one outside and downstairs, ball two. Good eye by Curiali to start this sequence. Let's give a shout out to all the great sponsors of the game. Bank of America, Tijuana Flats, Baptist Health, Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center. Here comes the 1-1 to Curiali. And looks like it's going to be challenged. Count goes 2-1. And don't forget about CassidyAC.com. John C. Cassidy, the Cassidy Cool Zone over there at the Dean. One of my favorite places. All your air conditioning needs. Curiali fouls this one. Count goes even, 2-2. Take me out to the Vineyard tomorrow, our Mother's Day weekend extravaganza kicking off. A wild night out Saturday, May 27th. I'm excited about that one. Just a jam-packed May. And Nance getting another strikeout. So Nance in relief. What was that, his fourth strikeout already? I mean, he just came in for the first time this season. And he's been impressive, and it is four strikeouts for Nance in his first work of the season. And it's time, oh my goodness, for a much-needed seventh-inning stretch. Hit the music. Here we go. Having such a good time here at the stadium. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. The seventh inning stretch presented by South Florida M&A Advisors, your trusted M&A team. Call Russell Cohen, the president, at 954-646-7651. That's right, the seventh inning stretch presented by South Florida M&A Advisors. Call 954-646-7651 as we're cruising to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cardinals on top, 4-1. Hammerheads trying to get something going, and there's still a lot of baseball to be played. And it has been competitive baseball so far, if you think about the season. Hammerheads trying to get their 18th win. Cardinals trying to get two games in front with their 19th. Jose Davila, the new mound pitcher on the mound, finally for the Cardinals. He's in for some relief. What a game by Rincon, though. Allowing just one earned run on four hits. He had five strikeouts. Another good night from Rincon on the mound. Jose Davila starting off here, facing off Harrison Spahn. Spahn looking for his first hit of the evening. Makes contact there, but that's going to be fouled. Jose Davila with a 13.50 ERA in one inning of work. He had a rough outing his last time around. Looking for some redemption. This one all the way upstairs. Spahn had to duck to get out of the way of that breaking ball. Davila from Venezuela. The 20-year-old is 6'5". He's a righty. Picked up in the 2019 as a free agent. Spahn pops this one all the way up, but it's going to go foul. Crowd excited about their souvenirs all night long. Make your baseball memories come true here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here comes the 3-2. Big swing and a miss by Spahn. And that's the first strikeout in relief for Jose Davila. Nice 94-mile-per-hour strikeout there by Davila. So Spahn goes down on K's. Torin Montgomery up next. Bottom of the seventh inning. Hammerheads are lurking. Hammerheads are swimming. Looking to take another bite out of these Cardinals. Down three. Big swing and miss by Montgomery. Counts 1-1 to Torin Montgomery. Montgomery looking for his first hit. This one upstairs and inside. Ball two. Here comes the 2-1 to Montgomery. Montgomery makes contact, and reaching over to it is the second baseman. Nice play there, Hernandez to Yeager. Two outs there. Montgomery is retired on a ground ball. Also looking for his first hit of the evening is the catcher, Sam Prater. He's up next. He's going to face the Villa. First pitch to Prater, ball one. And Prater makes contact, but that's going to go foul. Count goes even, 1-1. And making contact there is Prater. Nice grab by Curiali to Yeager. Wow, did you see that? Oh my God, I did. I just saw some great defense. Curiali does it on offense. He does it on defense. He's the player of the week. And you got to be happy we have him here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Just a staple in that Palm Beach Cardinals lineup. He does it on both ends of the field. And there he gets out number three on a beautiful defensive play. Cardinals remain in the lead 4-1. We're heading towards the top of the eighth inning here of this edition of Friday Night Baseball. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Let's check again on your out-of-town scoreboard. That's right, a lot going on in the Florida State League. Let's take a look at your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, right? They're on top now of the Tampa Tarpons in the bottom of the fifth, 7-1. Fort Myers with a 16-14 record, trying to get their 17th win of the season. Tampa Tarpons 11-19. Marauders and the Flying Tigers, they're all tied up, nothing to nothing in the top of the fourth. Marauders with a good start to this season, looking for their 19th win, currently 18-12. How about the Tortugas all over the Mets in the top of the seventh? Nothing has been working right for the St. Lucie Mets all season long. Tortugas on top here, same old, 5-0 in the top of the seventh. Clearwater beating the Blue Jays right now in the top of the sixth. They lead 6-3. And then, of course, here a duel at the Dean with the Cardinals on top in the top of the eighth, 4-1 over their roommates, the Jupiter Hammerheads. So let's get things going here in the top of the eighth. Leonardo Bernal batting .338 with two home runs and 13 RBIs. He's playing catcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Bernal had a base hit in today's game, looking for his second hit of the evening. New pitcher on the mound, Franklin Sanchez for the Hammerheads. First pitch to Bernal, ball one. Sanchez, 6'6", the right-hander from the Dominican Republic, 22 years old. Was picked up in a trade with the New York Mets. And Sanchez throwing a 96-mile-per-hour heater, his hat falling off his head. Talk about intensity. Count goes 1-1 to Bernal. Here comes the 1-1. And nice slider there, 90 miles per hour. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 to Bernal. And a swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball there by Sanchez, getting a strikeout, retiring Bernal. That's going to bring up R.J. Yeager. Eager, 327 average, 4 home runs, 25 RBIs. A monster start to the year for Yeager. Yeager had a base hit his last time up. Here comes the 0-1 from Sanchez. Makes contact but foul. Yeager quickly down in the count, 0-2. O2 pitch to Yeager. Inside, count goes 1-2. Top of the eighth inning, Cardinals on top 4-1. Hammerheads trying to stay in the game. Yeager makes contact. This one beamed through the second base bag. That's going to be a stand-up single for Yeager. Bringing up Juan Bincho up next. Cardinals looking for some insurance. They know these Hammerheads. They can take a bite out of these Cardinals at any time. Just up 3-0 here in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch to Juan Bincho outside, ball one. Here comes the next pitch to Juan Bincho. Catches the outside corner of the plate. Count goes to 1-1. And the call is challenged. It's going to be overturned. Count goes to 2-0. Here comes the 2-0 to Juan Bincho. And outside fastball at 92 miles per hour. Catches the corner of the plate, is challenge. It's upheld. Count goes to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1. Runner going. And he's going to be in there. Nice base running. Stolen base attempt successful. So getting on to second is R.J. Yeager. 3-1 the count to Bincho with one out. Yeager on second. Top of the eighth inning. Sanchez taking his time. Pitch clock ticking. Down to 10. Ticking down to 5-4. Here comes the pitch in the dirt, and Bincho gets onto first on a walk. Runners on first and second now, top of the eighth with one out. That's going to bring up Trajan Fletcher. Fletcher had an RBI double in the second inning. And first pitch to Fletcher. Nice breaking ball there at 88 miles per hour. Catches the outside corner of the plate. Strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Fletcher. And upstairs, ball one. Count goes 1-1, top of the eighth. Nobody warming up in either pen. Here comes the 1-1 to Fletcher. And makes contact right over to Sanchez. Sanchez able to make the throw to second to get the second out. Barely getting a glove on it, though. Was Spahn. Or I'm sorry, Sanoa. But he did. And that's two outs. So Fletcher gets on first anyway. We got runners on the corners. Lisandro Espinoza up next with two outs. Here comes the first pitch to Espinoza. Nice breaking ball there by Sanchez. Strike one. And the runner's going to go. Big swing and a miss by Espinoza. That's going to be strike two. Sanchez looking for his second strikeout in relief. Counts 0-2 to Espinoza. Two outs here. Sanchez trying to get us to the bottom of the eighth. Foul tipping it is Espinoza. Count stays 0-2. Yeah, and the next pitch in the dirt, count goes 1-2. One-two count, two outs. Top of the eighth inning. Hammerhead's trying to stay within reach. Big swing and a miss by Espinoza. That's strikeout number three. And just like that, we are cruising to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals on top, 4-1. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Right back after this commercial break.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Clayshell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Clayshell Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Clayshell Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, everybody. Ian Lewis leading things off here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals on top, 4-1. Hammerheads trying to swim, lurk, take a bite out of these Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll see what happens. Counts off to a 2-0 start against Lewis. And the 2-0 pitch is called a ball. Count goes 3-0. And Lewis takes first easily on a good eye. Jordan McCants up next. Lewis on first. Davila on the mound for the Cardinals in relief. Counts 0-1 to McCants, making contact there, but foul. Count remains, or count goes to 0-2. I'm having a hard time keeping my papers together. It's a nice breeze, but a little too much for the paper on my desk here in the booth. as this one is inside. Count goes to 1-2. And nice piece of hitting by McCants, hitting the gap. Running over to third, going to get there easily is Lewis. And McCants is on second with a double. Well, won't you look at that. Things getting interesting here in the bottom of the eighth.
Second baseman number six, Javier Sanoa.
So Sanoa now with a golden opportunity here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nobody out. Hammerhead's lurking. Hammerhead's swimming, trying to take a bite out of these Cardinals. Down by three. It's very possible here that the Cardinals can get right back into this ball game. And imagine it happening here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sanoa in the box. McCants on second. Lewis on third. That next pitch called a ball. Count goes 2-0. Sanoa in the box. McCants on second. Lewis on third. Here we go. Next pitch outside. Caught the outside corner of the plate. Strike one there. Count goes 2-1. A duel at the Dean. Cardinals and Hammerheads. Neck and neck in the Florida State League East. Sanoa makes contact. Lewis is going to come home. McCants is going to come home. Sanoa still going. And that's a two RBI triple for Javier Sanoa. Wowzers. And the Hammerheads now are down just one. It's a 4-3 ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ay Dios mío, Sanoa with two RBIs there, a triple. And the Hammerheads lurking, swimming, taking a bite out of the Cardinals. Down just one here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes Caballero. He's up next. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth. Here we go. Making contact is Caballero, strike one. Holy moly, that's why you come to the ballpark. That's why you listen to the game. It could happen at any moment. And now the Hammerheads down just one. Here comes the 0-1 to Caballero. Foul ball, count goes to 0-2. Things unraveling for Davila here on the mound for the Cardinals. Palm Beach trying to get their 19th win of the season. Hammerheads trying to even things up in the Florida State League East. Here we go. Caballero making contact. Gets through Yeager and Hernandez. That's an RBI single for Caballero. And we're all tied up here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Cardinals 4, the Hammerheads 4. And just like that, Jupiter puts up 3 in the 8th. And still nobody out. Jose Davila in the middle of a jam. And I'm not talking about the jam that you have with your peanut butter. We got a situation here at the Dean. We got a meeting at the mound. We got intense action in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. It's a tie game now. In the bottom of the eighth. And who would have thought? So much going on here. The Cardinals got 4 runs in the second. Haven't been able to supply any offense since then. And chipping away, lurking, looming, swimming around these Cardinals are the Hammerheads, not giving up and showing the grit in the fight they've had all season long. Coming into this game 17-13. Neck and neck with the Cardinals in the Florida State League East. This is the game the Hammerheads want. They want to come in to take me out to the Vineyard tomorrow, all tied up for that first place lead in the Florida State League East. And nobody out now. Here we go. Brett Roberts in the box facing Davila. Roberts showing bunt. Pulls away in time. That's going to be ball one. I'm going to lose my voice. I mean, that's a lot for an older man like me to have to handle. I mean, the bottom of the eighth just takes you by storm here. 2-0 count to Roberts. It's been a memorable eighth inning for the Hammerheads. Here comes the 2-0. Roberts showing bunt. This one goes foul. Count goes 2-1. Still nobody out. Game all tied up. We're not going anywhere. Here comes the 2-1. Making contact but foul is Roberts. Count goes 2-2. Cardinals have 9 hits. Hammerheads have 7 hits. 4-4 tie game. Here comes the 2-2. Let's go. And gets a piece of him. Roberts is going to go to first. He got hit. Did he get hit? Maybe he didn't feel it. Maybe it hit his bat. And it looks like he didn't get hit. Maybe it hit his bat. It looks like it as the count goes full 3-2. Full count, nobody out. Runner on second. And breaking ball gets him. Davila retires Roberts. A much needed strike number 3. That's out number 1. That's going to bring up Chase Luttrell. A lot going on here, folks. If you're just tuning in, bottom of the 8th inning. Hammerheads able to bring 3 across home, tying the game up at 4. We have a meeting at the mound and for sure a pitching change as things have not gone the right way for Davila and the Cardinals here in the bottom of the 8th. All tied up. Hammerheads are swimming. They're lurking, looming around these Cardinals. Looking to take one more final bite and take control of this game. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this call to the bullpen after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke, corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule.
Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the 8th inning. New pitcher on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. That's Edwin Nunez. Chase Luttrell in the box. Next pitch to Luttrell. Fouled. Count goes 1-1. Nunez on the mound in relief. And his marching orders are, get us out of this inning, Mr. Nunez. Things falling apart for the Cardinals. Hammerheads putting up three in this eighth inning. Here comes the 1-1. Outside, ball two. Nunez from the Dominican Republic, the 21-year-old righty, picked up as an international free agent in 2020. Count goes even 2-2. All tied up here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. What a Friday night delight here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cardinals 4, Hammerheads 4. Getting us ready for our big Mother's Day weekend extravaganza here tomorrow. Take me out to the Vineyard. Wine and baseball. What a mix. And this one outside. Latrell taking first. So Latrell gets onto first with a walk. Runners on first and second now. So runners on first and second. 4-4 tie. Spahn up to bat. First pitch to Spahn, called strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Spahn. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. And here comes the pitch to Spahn. He fouls it, staying alive. Friday night baseball here on the eve of Take Me Out to the Vineyard, our big event to celebrate Mother's Day tomorrow. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside the stadium at the box office. Next pitch to Spahn, a breaking ball just misses. Count goes 1-2 to Harrison Spahn. Runners on second and third here with one out. Hammerheads trying to take this lead. And outside is the next pitch. Count goes even 2-2. Two-two count here. Nunez against Spahn. Big swing and a miss, and Spahn is retired on strikes. A much-needed out number two. That's why Nunez is in the game. He has a 0.77 ERA, 16 Ks through 11 innings of work this season. He's the go-to guy in relief for the Cardinals, and he's showing it there. He's going to face Torin Montgomery now. This is probably one of the best opportunities the Hammerheads have had all game. They've capitalized, and now they can execute. If they can get one more hit here with runners on second and third, it's up to Montgomery. Montgomery looking for his first hit of the game. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball two. Or should I say ball one? All knotted up, 4-4. Cardinals have 9 hits. Hammerheads have 7 hits. What a game here at the stadium. Here comes the 1-1. Outside, just misses the outside corner. 2-1 count to Montgomery. Hammerheads trying to take the lead. That was a 99-mile-per-hour fastball by Nunez. The next pitch is foul-tipped. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 4-4 tie here in the bottom of the eighth. Nunez against Montgomery. Here we go. And this one outside and away in the dirt, bringing the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. What a moment here at the Dean. 4-4 tie. Bottom of the eighth inning. Hammerhead's trying to get one more across home to take this lead. Hammerhead's trying to pick up their 18th win of the season. Here comes the pitch from Nunez. Big swing and a miss. And Nunez, with a monster of a punch out, retires Montgomery on strikes and limits the damage here in the bottom of the eighth inning. But the Hammerheads were able to take a bite out of the Cardinals, tying the game, bringing 3 across home there in that exciting eighth inning. Walter Wirtz with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Friday Night Baseball here in Jupiter, Florida at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. What a pleasant night and what a Friday night delight with this game at the Dean. We'll be back for the top of the ninth right after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital...
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. An exciting game, a competitive game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, with the first place Palm Beach Cardinals up against the second place Hammerheads. A lot of motivation coming into this game for the Hammerheads, who've had a pleasant season thus far. They're just one game behind the Palm Beach Cardinals in the Florida State League East, all tied up now, 4-4, rocking and rolling into this top of the ninth. Josh White on the mound for the Hammerheads, facing off against Brandon Hernandez. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Hernandez. And inside, almost got a piece of Hernandez, ball 3. Cardinals put up 4 in the second early on, have been shut out since, not able to get anything going on offense since early on in the game. And Hernandez starts things off in the top of the ninth with a stand-up single. A lot of talent in Hernandez, and you see it there. That's going to bring up Chris Rotundo. He's had an RBI, couple hits, batting 261 on the season with 2 home runs and 13 RBIs is Rotundo. Rotundo taking his time to get into the box. Darlene Moquette pinch running at first for Hernandez. Here comes the first pitch to Rotundo. Josh White on the mound for the Hammerheads. First pitch a breaking ball, ball 1.
Josh
1-0 count to Rotundo. Tie game, 4-4, top of the ninth inning. A Friday night delight here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the call on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. Hammerheads just one game behind the Cardinals in the Florida State League East. Would be a huge win going into tomorrow's game. Next pitch inside to Rotundo. Count goes 2-0. Josh White on the mound, trying to keep the Hammerheads in the game. White from Walnut Creek, California, the 22-year-old righty, picked up in the fifth round of the 2022 draft. And the next pitch outside. So three straight balls to Rotundo to start this top of the ninth. Not a good start for White in relief. White has 18 strikeouts in 10 innings, has been efficient. They need some of that efficiency right now. Here comes the 3-0. Fastball upstairs and inside. Four straight balls to Rotundo. And Moquette's going to move on to second. Rotundo to first. Alex Ardesena up next. What an opportunity for the Palm Beach Cardinals looking for their 19th win of the season. Ardesena had a hit in the first. Got on base via a walk. Looking for another hit. Trying to move these runners. Moquette at first. At second. Rotunda at first. Nobody out. 4-4 tie. Here comes the 1-0 to Ardesena. And shows bunt. Squares back away, but it's going to be called a strike anyway. Count goes 1-1. A lot of the crowd still here at Roger Dean. Ardesena showing bunt. And he drops it down. A beautiful bunt. He's thrown out at first. That's going to be out number one. White picking it up in time. Throwing it over to Montgomery. Moquette moves on to third. Rotundo moves on to second. And here we go. The big bats in the order coming up. Curiali up next. Bernal on deck. Yeager after Bernal if we can get to him. One out. All tied up. Runners on second and third. Not only do we have a duel at the Dean, we have a lot of drama at the Dean. What a game, guys. And if it wasn't any motivation to come out tomorrow night, take me out to the Vineyard, a Mother's Day weekend extravaganza here in Jupiter. You don't want to miss it. Prater going out to the mound with Coach to talk strategy with Josh White. What a big moment with the player of the week, Michael Curiali. Up to bat, runners on second and third, all tied up, 4-4, top of the ninth inning. First pitch to Curiali called strike one. Josh White has one mission, and that's to get out of this inning and give the Hammerheads a chance. Tie game, Josh White against Michael Curiali. Here we go, Curiali makes contact, but foul. Curiali quickly goes down in an account, 0-2. Moquette on third. Rotundo on second. One out. Top of the ninth. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Curiali. And a big swing and a miss. A 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Josh White. Retiring Curiali. And up next is Leonardo Bernal. A lot of pop in that bat of Bernal. That's why he's batting cleanup. Does a stellar job on defense behind home plate as a catcher. Now has a chance on offense to bring it home. Moquette on third. Rotundo on second. Josh White on the mound facing Bernal in the top of the ninth. Game all tied up. Here we go. And making contact is Bernal, but it goes foul. 1-1 goes the count to Leonardo. 4-4 game. Cardinals trying to improve to 19-12. Trying to build a two-game cushion in front of the Hammerheads in the Florida State League East. This one in the dirt. Ball two. Bernal with a .333 average, two home runs and 13 RBIs in that cleanup spot. All the justification for that number in the order here for Bernal if he makes it happen. Has a runner on second, has a runner on third. Tie game 4-4. Here comes the 2-1 to Bernal. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Josh White, one strike away from getting out of this jam. And I'm not talking about your favorite jam that you love with peanut butter. He's in a situation here. 2-2 the count, two outs, game all tied up. Here we go. Breaking ball just misses outside. Count's going to go full. I mean, if you couldn't ask for more drama, three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here we go. Full count to Bernal. Game all tied up. Top of the ninth inning. Here comes the 3-2. And gets him! A nasty 83-mile-per-hour breaking ball from White. Retiring Bernal in the top of the ninth. Stranding a runner on third. Stranding a runner on second. The game still stays tied at 4-4. And we're heading towards the bottom of the ninth inning. Do the Hammerheads have any bite left in them? We'll find out. Walter Works on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be back for the bottom of the ninth inning after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you will feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we are back, folks. Bottom of the ninth inning. That's right. I'm dancing. The stadium music, the playlist is just top notch. I mean, if you're not here for the baseball, you're here for the music. I hope you're here for both. A Friday night delight here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. All tied up 4-4. Sam Prater leading things off for the Hammerheads here in the bottom of the ninth. Hammerheads trying to get their 18th win, one game behind the Palm Beach Cardinals in the Florida State League East. Edwin Nunez still on the mound. Second pitch to Prater, ball one. So the count's 1-1 to start the bottom of the ninth here. Cardinals putting up three in the eighth. Surprisingly so. They've been trending kind of slow on offense all game long. They got one in the sixth. And then put up a three-run spot in the eighth. Prater looking for his first hit. Here comes the 1-1 to Prater. And makes contact, but foul. 1-2 to count to Prater. Edwin Nunez on the mound. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball makes contact, staying alive as Prater counts 1-2. Take me out to the Vineyard tomorrow. Wine and baseball, celebrating all the mamas out there. Just a very exciting month of May here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Not only do we have Take Me Out to the Vineyard tomorrow, we celebrate all the moms with some wine and baseball, but we also have a wild night out Saturday, May 27th. Gates open at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m., a night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, big swing and a miss, and Prater is retired on strikes, a big-time strikeout. Edwin Nunez on the mound, making it happen, out number one. That's going to bring up Ian Lewis. And then in June, even though I'm not the best, did you guys hear about Golf Night? Presented by Drive Shack. That's going to be Thursday, June 29th. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. as Lewis hits this one in left field, easily grabbed by Rotundo. Two quick outs here in the bottom of the ninth. But Golf Night presented by Drive Shack. That's going to be Thursday, June 29th. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. First pitch at 6:30 p.m. Win free rounds of golf, accessories, and other prizes during the game. That's going to be on a Thirsty Thursday. $1, $2, and $3 beers all night long, and $1 soft drinks. Jordan McCants up next with nobody on. Thirsty Thursday is one of my favorite nights here at the Dean. But how about this Friday night delight? 4-4 game, bottom of the ninth. McCants swings and misses and is retired on strikes. Nunez doing his job in relief. And we got some free baseball. How about that? Top of the 10th inning coming up, all tied up, 4-4. We'll, of course, start the innings now with runners on second, trying to see who wins this game. Cardinals looking for their 19th win of the season. Hammerheads looking for their 18th. Walter Wirtz with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial...
Back, some free baseball here. Top of the 10th inning, RJ Jaeger trying to get the advantage here for the Palm Beach Cardinals, looking for their 19th win. Runner on second. Jaeger makes contact, Runner moves over to third. Bieber's out on a ground out. So one out. Wampit Show up next here in the top of the 10th. Juan Bin Cho, don't you know? Juan Bin Cho looking for a hit. He's been on base a couple of times, but on walks. First pitch in the dirt. Good job by Prater staying in front of it. Count goes 1-0 to Juan Bin Cho. And a big swing and a miss by Juan Bin Cho. Count goes 1-1. Josh White on the mound, 3.18 average, 20 ERA, 20 strikeouts so far in 11 innings of work. Count goes 2-1 to Juan Bin Cho. Here comes the 2-1. Bin Cho makes contact. Looking over at third. Nice defense by the Hammerheads. That's going to be two outs. So the Hammerheads playing heads-up defense, staring down the runner at third, making sure he didn't cross home. And that's two quick outs. Trajan Fletcher up next. He's going to try to bring the runner home. Fletcher had a RBI double in the first inning. First pitch to Fletcher, strike one. 4-4 tie, 0-1 the count to Fletcher. Top of the 10th inning. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2 to Fletcher. Hammerheads one game behind the Cardinals in the Florida State League East early on in the season. O-2 count. Here comes the pitch to Fletcher. Big swing and a miss. Nice pitching on the mound by White. Fletcher slams his bat in frustration, and that's all she wrote for the top of the 10th inning. The Hammerheads are lurking. The Hammerheads are swimming, trying to take one final bite out of these Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll see what happens. Top of the 10th inning wrapped up. Bottom of the 10th coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Right back after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the 10th inning here. We are back for this Friday night delight. Javier Sanoa leading things off in the bottom of the 10th. Hammerheads are lurking. Hammerheads are swimming. trying to take a bite out of these Cardinals here. One more final bite. Game all tied up at four. Hammerheads looking for their 18th win of the season. Here we go. Edwin Nunez still on the mound up against Jorge Caballero. First pitch called a ball. Count goes 1-0. Runner on second to start things off here in the bottom of the 10th. Nunez up against Caballero. Nunez with 19 punchouts in 13 innings of work. And next pitch to Caballero, 97 miles per hour on the gun. A big-time fastball for strike number one. 1-1 pitch approaching. Here we go. Bottom of the 10th, all tied up. Caballero makes contact, but right into the Cardinals' dugout. 1-2 goes the count. Pitch clock down to 10. Here comes the 1-2. And just catches the outside corner of the plate. A big strikeout for Edwin Nunez, retiring Caballero. And that's going to bring up Brett Roberts. He's up next. Latrell on deck. Runner on second. Bottom of the 10th inning. All tied up 4-4. Hammerheads trying to take one more final bite out of these Cardinals. Here comes the pitch to Roberts. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. What a game here on this Friday night on the eve of Take Me Out to the Vineyard. A big Mother's Day weekend it is. And Roberts, another big swing and a miss. Quickly going down in the count 0-2. One out here. Bottom of the 10th. Nunez on the mound facing Brett Roberts. Roberts batting 238 on the season with 7 RBIs. Makes contact. Bloops it in front of Juan Bincho. He's rounding third. We're going to have no play at the plate. And the Hammerheads win their 18th game of the season. We got a celebration on the field. The Gatorade water cooler is all over somebody. And the Cardinals win 5-4 in the bottom of the 10th inning. What a Friday night delight here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Wowzers, what a game. I'm so happy I was able to see it, and it was so much fun, and what a time. A packed stadium, some great baseball, a beautiful Friday night, and then tomorrow, you know, we do it all over again. That's right. Take me out to the Vineyard, celebrating all the mamas out there, a Mother's Day weekend extravaganza. A win in the bottom of the 10th inning by the Jupiter Hammerheads, improving to 18-13. The Cardinals falling now to 18-13, all tied in those Florida State League East standings. Walter Works with you on the call on the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Wow, what a Friday night of baseball in the books. I'll be back with you on the call tomorrow. First pitch, 6 p.m. here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. But what a game. A 5-4 victory for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Hammerheads, 5 runs on 8 hits. No errors compared to the Cardinals. Just 4 runs, losing by 1 on 10 hits. And 3 errors. And that's all she wrote. Hammerheads taking it. Taking one final bite out of the Cardinals. What a game. They were able to get 1 in the 5th. 3 in the 7th. 1 in the 9th. A 5-4 victory here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Evening the series. And evening the standings. Now both teams go into tomorrow's matchup. both at 18 and 13. Folks, thank you so much. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MLB.com. Adios, amigos, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.